What case is this?
Shahaben goyva ben b'shvua ben shalay b'shvua. A son that's coming to collect the chayvus avihim, the case where somebody owed his father money, so the son now comes to collect. Rashi says b'shtar min ha'yisaymin. If the son comes to collect with a shtar from yisaymin b'shvuas yoshim, he makes a shvuas yoshim. Means k'shein lo yedim shoma v'shas misosay shtar zeren apruah. If there's no edim that the father said before he died, this shtar was not paid up. So then the Yoshim, now when they come to collect from Yisraelim, they have to swear that as far as they know, the father never told them that it was paid. So that's Shaben Goyva Bein Bishvua or Bein Shlei Bishvua. What does it mean, Belei Shvua? It means in the case of right before the father died, he said in front of two edim that this Choy was not collected, I never collected it. And later when the Yoshim come and collect, they do not have to swear. But if you have a father, ain't a Goyva Bein Bishvua. Whenever a father wants to collect from Yisaimim, he always has to swear first. So now, Hechidam, what's the case talking about that the son does not have to swear, and the father, you're telling me, always has to swear? Hechidami. So, the neis loive pechayim alvet must be that the loive died first. So now, when the malva wants to collect, as far as when he's alive, he always has to swear. Uketanya, still it says, Shaben goive ben bishvua, uben shlei bishvua. It says sometimes yes, sometimes no. But b'shvua, shvuas yoshim. When does he have to swear? If there are no edim that the chayv was not paid up, so now these yoshim have to swear a shvuas yoshim, even though their father also had already swear to the loivis kids that he did not collect any money. So we see a father could be merish a shvua labanov. Here the malva had to swear when he was alive. Now that he dies, his sons take over that shvua. And shalei b'shvua, what does the b'risa mean? Sometimes the son collect without a shvua. We have in our Mishnah, if there are edim that when the father died, he told them that he did not collect money yet, so that's sort of like a shvua, that's better than a shvua. The yoshim do not have to swear. But I quote it says clearly here, if there are no edim, so again, even though the loiva died first, and the malva was alive, so at that time if the malva comes and collect, he would have to swear first. Still now, when the malva dies, his sons could collect. So it's a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Skumarim says, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Homana, this price goes according to Beis Shammai. It goes according to Beis Shammai Svara. The armor that they say, Shtar Oymed Ligvois, Kugavi Dami. There's no Svara, any Shtar you have that's Oymed to be paid up, is considered like it was already paid up. Rashi says, Masechta Soita Pergarusa, that Shemeris Yov, Nitoni Meiz Baila, if the husband died at Shaloi Shasasa, before she drank from the Mehamorim, that does Ksubasa, even though she was a Suffolk Saita, and then the husband dies, she has a right to collect Ksuba. Veloi Shaisa, she doesn't drink anymore. Tevina Vehevi Isha Sishtai. Now, Veletia, and the husband's not alive anymore. Alpha God, the Shem is Insa, even though we have a doubt, but maybe she was a Zaina, maybe she didn't live with the other man, she was a Saita, and then the husband would not have to pay her. So why does she collect Ksuba with a doubt? Goyva misafik, why did Savar? Misha nechostim ishubodim loy, yod al hol yoyna. Whoever has a shtar, in other words, the husband's nechostim, was mishubot for this ksuba, fa nechostim necheskas bal hashtar endim. It's as if the isha already collected the nechostim, as if she's holding on to the property. Kiva hu govoy, kashtar oyma digbor says ku govoy domi. Vyoyma lefika hu goyva misafik, therefore he, she has a right to collect misafik. Because it's not cool that she's taken away now from the Yoshim, but rather as if she had it already. Sirus the Gvosta Gabi Mace Leva Bechayim Al Vanami. Alpha Gabi Tikkun Rabbanu Shlo Yifrael El Meshua, but Mom and Gomenhu Harish Tabanu. This is called real pure money. In other words, the Malva, even though when he was alive, he would have to swear to the Yoshim that he did not collect the Chayv yet. But according to Beis Shammai, the father that has the shtar, he's mamish like a muhsik in the money. So it's called mamish's money. Just a bottle of a second, before you keep it, swear first. Now when the father dies, the father the svar is, that's real money by the father, he yashins it to the sons. Of course the sons have a right to keep this money. Just as a takana, you're taking it away, the maisa from Yoshim, swear first. So the Rav and Shmuel would not say the halacha according to Beis Shammai, that since the son is a pure money that belongs to the father already, the son's yashin that money. Just as a special takana, we want to make it good for the Yisaimim, so as much as possible, whatever they could swear, we want that shvua to be sworn. So therefore, the sons now have to swear a shvuah sayoshim. Even though when the father, when the malva was alive, he would swear a good shvuah, but now when the malva dies, his sons could swear as much as they could. Here Rav and Shmuel would agree that according to Beis Shammai, it's called mam gamar, that it belongs to the Yisayim. Ikla Rav Nachman Asura. Rav Nachman went to visit Surah, in the town Surah. Oyola Gabei Rav Chizda, Rav Rav Huna. They both went to visit Rav Nachman. Rav Chizda and Rav Rav Huna went to visit him. Amru Lei, they said to him, Lei Simar Nekru Lehod Rav and Shmuel. Let's uproot. The law of Rav and Shmuel doesn't make sense. That even though the Yoshim cannot swear the same shul the father made, so what? Still they should be able to collect. Omalus, Rav Nachman said back to him, Echvulu v'yaso kolhani pasoi l'mekru l'hod Rav and Shmuel. Is that nice? Did I make all this journey? Did I come all the way here just to uproot Rav and Shmuel? That wasn't my intention. I don't want to do it. Trashi torachti yubosi lovoi nimkoymi l'kan l'ekru l'hod Rav and Shmuel. Is that the purpose you're making that I came here to take my Rav and Shmuel? That's not my purpose. That's not my mission here. Ela rather, what they meant to say was at least this much. Havud l'loisef alo. Let's not add anything on to more than exactly what was learned by Rav and Shmuel. Kagain my, what case do you mean to exclude? In other words, maybe we'll leave the lach like Rav and Shmuel. In a case where the malva dies, after the laiva, the malva would have to sworn that he did not collect. Now he dies as Yashim cannot swear that shvua, they do not collect. But only this case, and nothing else. So kagain my, what case do you want to exclude? The Yomer HaPapa, Papa says, Hapoigim meshtar yomeis. And see, a malva has a shtar, so at this he could collect. But he admits that part of it was collected already. He collected 50% of it, and he wants to collect the rest. So he has to swear that he did not collect the rest. And now the malva dies, then in this case, Yoshim Nishboyin Shvuos Yoshim Adaisim. In such a case, the Yoshim should be able to swear. Whereas this is not mamish the case of a malva. This is the case where the father had to swear a different type of a shvuah. It's not a shvuah, it's a Yoshim. It is a laver still alive over here. The laver is alive. Still, the malva, before he collects the rest of the chayv with this shtar, the malva would have to swear because the shtar was paid up a little bit. So this type of a shvuah, that's to the laver, not to the yoshim, if the malva dies, there's no takon of Rav and Shmuel, that they would collect with a shvuah as much as they could swear. That's what they wanted to be masach, and that's talacha. Another one says, another case, somebody died, v'shovek arva, and he left over an oriv, to pay. Now, if the loiva died, Rashi says, Ruvain shehilbo l'shimin. Ruvain lent money to Shimon. Now, there was an oruf around, the guarantee. Uvishtar. Now, meis loiva b'chayim alva. The loiva died first b'chayim alva. So, in this case now, before the malva collects, he would have to swear. And then the malva died. And now the Yisayimim come to collect the money from the oruf. The Yisayimim now are not collecting from Yisayimim, but they're collecting the money from the oruf. So, in this case, Sover a popular memor, Honamid Lelois of Allah. Let's leave it that the Yisraelim could collect the money. Let's not add this on to Rav and Shmuel's halacha. Because here the Yisraelim do not have to swear to Yisraelim. They're only collecting from an Arif. So that's not the Yisraelim themselves. Maybe here they'll swear any shua they know how to. So Mar says no. Loisifu. Mar says no. Omale Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. Otu Arvo. Lav Bosa Yazmi Ozul. Listen, this Arav is guaranteed, even though he'll pay the money right now, but he's not just going to remain that way. He's going to go soon to collect the money from the Yisayimim. So again, it's considered like his first Yisayimim of the Malva are collecting money from the Yisayimim of the Leiva, and therefore this is Mamish Rav and Shmuel's case, and the Lacher is, since they cannot swear the same shoe of the father, they will not be able to collect. Again, somebody died. Vishavik acha. So again, first the leiva died, then the malva died. Vishavik acha, left over a brother, not sons to collect, but left over a brother to collect. So some Roman bachamal meimor hanam with the lois of Allah. This also should not be another case of Rav and Shmuel. It's not the shruas hashemim; it's the shru of a brother. So maybe here they do not have to swear. Samar says no. Omale Rava, Malish Le Bigdoini Abba, Malish Le Bigdoini Achi. What should be the difference? That both cases that come to take away the money from the Yisayimim of the Leiva. And before you collect from Yisraelim, you have to swear that the Malva, you do not know that the Malva paid. So what's the difference if the Malva's children that are collecting and that shrew would be, our father did not tell us anything, or whether it's the Malva's brother that's collecting the same thing, he also has to swear that my brother did not tell me anything. So since the Maisi is swearing against the Yisraelim, we have Rav and Shmuel Halacha, that since you cannot swear the same shvua your brother, the Malva, would have sworn, you cannot collect the money. Omar Rav Choma, Harshtad Layit Mehilchasa, like Rav and Shmuel, but like Rabbi Eliezer, we're not sure how we paskin. Like Rav and Shmuel, that since the Yashim cannot swear, there's no din. Whereas never like Rabbi Eliezer, no, they can't swear the same shvua, so what? Let them swear another shvua and collect. So what do? Haidaina, the Ovid, Rav and Shmuel Ovid. It's free. If a dying wants to pass the Rav and Shmuel, he holds, I hold the Rav and Shmuel, it's a right psak. We cannot be chayzer. The Yavik Rav Lezer, another dying passes like Rav Lezer to say no, the Yashim could swear any shvua and collect of it, it's also called a good psak. There's not a clear psak in the Gemara, so either way is right. Amarav Papa said, Hai shtara di yasmi. You should know if you say him have a shtar, again in a case where the Leiva died first, and now the Malva dies, and the Yashim now of the Malva have the shtar that the Leiva, the Yashim owes them the money. So if it comes to Bezdin, what should Bezdin do? Loi nikur karina loi. We should not rip up that shtar. Even though they cannot swear the same shvu of the father, do not rip up the shtar. But still, if it asks me, I would tell you, v'loi agvuya magvina bei. We do not collect with the shtar either, because it's a suffix. So like this. Agvuya lo magvina bei, vil masriya lo karav and shmul. Maybe a lot of karav and shmul that the yashim cannot collect. So moitzim mechaber olav araya. But still, a Nikola Karinu, I would not rip up the shtar. Why? Because maybe the high dine of the oven, Kareb Lez of it. Like maybe they'll find a dine that passes by Kareb Lezer. Gishmak, go to that Bezdin, and that Bezdin will collect for you. So therefore, we tell the Yorshim, do not rip up the shtar, just hold on to it until you find somebody to paskin like Kareb Lezer. Lez of it. Hahu dine the oven, Kareb Lezer. One dine passes by Kareb Lezer, that the Yorshim have right to swear and collect the money. Heritzuma Rabbonin Benasya. There was a young Rabbonin, there was a young Rav there in that city. Omalei, I sinu igruto minarova. I received a letter from Eretz Yisrael that blessed is Rav Lezer. We don't pass on Rav Lezer. So I have a tiny one you. How are you passing Rav Lezer? Omalei, says the dying answers back, lichitesi, when you bring me that letter. In other words, it doesn't bother me. Because I know anywhere there's a machleikas that we paskin. So good, they pass on not Rav Lezer. But I could paskin like him. It's true, he has a right to pass like Rav Lezer. There's no clear psak in the Gemara, and therefore there's such a lack of kimli. You have a right to say, I hold like him. If you hold like him, you have a right to pass him that way. Now the Mishnah says, V'yelu nishvoyim. These are certain cases that you can make the other person swear without a taina, by two shutfim. So how many was that one shutter is not saying anything. Still, stam, we make the other one swear. So why? Otto v'shuftani askinim, stam fools here. Like, why should one have to swear? Why should a shutter come up by himself and swear? But the argument is, one shutter by himself says, okay, I'll swear to you. You're a fool. If nobody asks you to swear, what are you swearing for? So mehokakom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'yelo nishboyim shloi betainas bori. It just means even though one partner does not have a vadai complaint, a bori, I do not know for sure that you are stealing money from me. El avatayna shema, but I have a doubt. I see business not doing so good, and I see everything is going well. So it must be something wrong, that you must be pocketing some money. So I do not know for sure, but I have a doubt. So in such a case, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. If I have a doubt that maybe you're taking money from me, I have a right to make you swear. So the Mishnah says, hashutfim the arisen. Case of either two partners, or else a sharecropper. One of these two has to swear. Tony, we learned Ben Bias. What does the Mishnah mean by Ben Bias? That one of the sons take care of the house, so the other sons, the other brothers, want to make him swear he's not taking too much money. So Ben Bias Shomru Loisha Nichnas V'Yetzib Ragel. It doesn't only mean he comes in to watch over the children. That's the case where the father died. So the oldest brother now takes care of the oldest son, takes care of the children. That's not the case. Ella rather, machnis loy perlim, or moitzi loy perlim. It means he does business with the property of the father. He's the one that hires the workers to work in the father's house. Machnas le peres and maitzi le peres. He brings in the food and takes out the food. Therefore, he's doing business for the other brothers. Now the other brothers have a right to make him swear that he's not taking extra money. Mar says, now what's the svar of the Mishnah or Mishnah, honey? Why do these people have to swear even though the Shutuf or the Balabayas or the brothers only have a doubtful taina? Mishum d'mara b'atera, because all these people, they give a little excuse to themselves that they're allowed to do it. You're a Shutuf, listen, I'm working extra hard. I have right to take extra money. You're a sharecropper, I'm working extra money. I'm a brother. I'm doing all the work. I deserve to take an extra few dollars. So since the Mara Heter, therefore we have to be afraid maybe really they took the money. And therefore, we have right to make them swear in a suffix. Omer Rabbi Yosef b'Amin Yumi, Omer Rabbi Nachman. Vu sheyesh taino be'nayhu shtei kesef. It has to be that the brother is saying, you took at least two extra kesef, or the shutta says to the other one. But if the taino is less than shtei kesef, then there's no shvua. There can't be less than a shvua v'maydu miksas. We have in the first Mishnah, I have to ask you for at least a taino of shtei kesef. So Mer says, come on, who do we go? Like Yishmuel. It says, well, it's enough just the taina should be shtei kesef, even though the kfir is not in shtei kesef. I have a ton of Reb Chilas Yulu Rav, I before we brought a proof to Rav, aim around here also, what he meant to say was kfir as taina karav. That here the shvua is only if the shutis, that's the other one, you took at least two kesefs and a pruta. And the other one is admitting, I took a pruta, but I did not take the two kesefs. Has to be a good kfirah of shtei kesef.
How can they say there has to be shtei kesef when they're saying it's a suffix? He doesn't know what they took.
So there has to be chayshirim. There has to be chayshirim at least for two kesef.
But he says he's not chayshir. He doesn't know. He said, "I want you. I think that you."
Okay, but they have to. Okay, they have to say. They have to say. They have to at least that much though. No, it's not called nothing. It's called a tainus. A tainus suffix. Something there is. It's a little bit like a shvur d'oraisa. There is one shvur saying, I think you took two kesefs from me. The other one says, I admit I took one, but not the other one. So a shvur d'oraisa, you don't have to swear, because there's no tainus bari. But midrabbanan, though we make you swear, that's what he adds on. It has to be similar to like a shvur d'oraisa. Then the Mishnah says, cholku, let's say they divide up the two. Cholku ha-shutzim, the reason, when you get finished with your sharecropper, you divide up. Then later, you want to make him swear, then nothing doing. Since you divided up with your partner, obviously you believed in Mishas the Chalukah, so you can't wake up the next day and say, I want you to swear, maybe you stole some from me last week. But the Mishnah says, well, let's say there's a Gugur Shvua, let's say for some other reason you have to swear to me anyway, then the Shutuf has a right to be Megalgol upon the other Shutuf to swear for the partnership that took place last year. But Iboilihu, Mal Megalgol B'drabon. Let's say the second shru is only a shru d'rabbonin. The Mishnah is talking about if he has to swear a shru d'iraisa. Later on, he becomes a moed of a mixas. So since that person has to swear to you anyway, d'iraisa is a swear of gilga shrua, will make you swear anything I want you to. What's going to be the second case is, he's a kofra kail. Later on, you come and say, you owe me $100, and he says, nothing doing. So d'rabbonin, there's a shru d'rabbonin of kofra kail. If you have to swear that to me, could I also make you swear to me about the first thing, the shutfis? That's the shiloh. On a shuah the rabbanon, to we say the svar of a gilgul, I could drag along other shuahs also. So Toshimah, come on, bring your proof. It says, love him, men who are shvius. You lend money to somebody right before Shemitah. Ulo maitsoi shvius, nasala shutif, and after shvius, you become a shutif, a partner with him, or you're a source, you become a workman with him, ain magalglim. That, and now, you want to make him swear that he lent you, that you lent him the money before Shemitah. So, ein megalglim, we do not let him make a gilgul shvua. What's the reason why? Time of the love of Menuera Shvius. Only because that loan took place right before Shemitah, and now it's after Shemitah. The Asiyah Shvius af kosei. Because now that Shemitah went by, anyway you're free. What are you going to swear for? Whether he owed you the money or not doesn't make a difference. Even if you lent him the money. But since Shemitah passed by, he's free of paying you back. That's the only reason why there's no Gilgul Shvua. Mashmo Shar Shnei Shvua would have been another year that I taina that you owe me the money, and now I have you swear to me a Shvua Sashutfin, which is only a Shvua the Rabbanin, Mashmo Megalgulin, that now I could drag along the first Shvua to make you swear about the Shutfis. So you see, even though now you're only swearing to me a Shvua of Shutfis, I mean, as a dregel on the Shua of the Havor. Even though right now you're only swearing to me, a Shua Sashutfim is only the Rabban Mekha Shua, I could drag along a Shua about the loan that took place last year. So it's a proof that we do say Gilgul on a Shua the Rabban. The Gemara says, no, Lay Taima, do not make this deal. Do not say, Hoshashne Shua, Megalglin any other year. You could force him to swear the second Shua, since he's swearing now a Shua Sashutfim the Rabban. You can make him swear about last year's loan. No. Elaim is not this better. Nasa la shutav ayoris, if now he becomes a partner or works for you, eres shriyas, ulo maitsoy shriyas love imenu, and maitsoy shriyas, he lends money from you, megalgalim, that you could be megalgalim.
So in other words, there won't be any proof, because here the case is that now the halvor is a shvua moedi b'mikzah, that's a shvua in diraisa. So if that's what it means to say, that if now you have to swear me diraisa, shvua moedi b'mikzah, then we can say a gilgul shvua back to the shutfis. But maybe in the case where it's only shvua the rabbonin, we do not say gilgul shvua. So Morris says, no, that can't be pshat. For the hedik tunnel, this we learn clearly, that nasa le shutuf ayoros eros shvius, this dik, you can't say that's pshat in the ratio, because this is said clearly, it says clearly, that if it became a shutuf or an oros eros shvius, ulo meitzoi shvius, and after shmita, love himenu, that he made a maisa halvor, and then he's the moedid mixer, so he has to swear midiraisa, that megalgalim. So this chiddush says clearly that there's a case of a gilgul shvua. So what's the diak from the first part of it? That it says shvius, that the first case was, the v'lova himenu eres shvius, on mitzor shvius, noisa shutif, is a megalgalim. So shmamina, the diak is, like we said before, only because shmit appears by. That's why it's a megalgalim. But if it would have been Shah Shnei Shavu, even though now it's only a Shavu, the Rabbanon of Shutfis, we would be Megalgalim. Our first dig is Emes. So when it says true, Shemamina, from here we have a good proof, Megalgalim with the Rabbanon, Shemamina, that even though the second Shavu, Shavu Sashutfim, is only with the Rabbanon, still we have a right to say a Gilgul Shavu. That's halachim, that you could be Megalgal, drag along a Shavu, even though the Shavu now is only with the Rabbanon. Omer Rav Funa. Rav Funa says like this,